This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial, 92.9 FM or 680 AM. But if you're away from the radio dial and you want to keep listening right here to all the great content on the station, you can do so by downloading the Odyssey app. Free to download, free to listen, stream anywhere, anytime. You can also listen on demand. Producing the program for us is, of course, George Ruggiero. You can follow him on Twitter, at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I am well. Let's introduce our company as he is each and every Wednesday on the program. He's the maestro of fun and games here in the Memphis area. He's also the host of Writer Than Right Trivia. Thursdays, 10:30 a.m. on the Jeff Calkins Show. Tomorrow, we will be giving away tickets to go see Creed. I believe Creed's coming this summer with Three Doors Down. I believe it's going to be July the 27th, so we'll have tickets to go see Creed with Three Doors Down tomorrow for Writer Than Right Trivia. Also, check out his website, CerritoEntertainment.com, on Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
What's up? Great to be back here in studio. So much to talk about, Jeffrey.
So much to get into. The Grizzlies won last night, but
That's not why they're making headlines today.
Thanks to Kevin. I don't know if this has ever happened where I've watched an entire basketball game start to finish, and I wake up this morning. We didn't even talk about it on Jeff's show. Kevin has access to our Google Doc, and he puts the story in. I was like, wait, how did I miss this? Apparently, the Grizzlies are fighting each other, and so we've got to get into that. We'll do some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. Also, Kevin and I have been trying to have an inner dialogue of, do we kind of like the Calipari's right now? Something to consider. We'll also get into a little bit more tournament. Then we're going to have two of our favorites here on the program. The Live Wire, Bobby Ford, is going to be in studio. Also, Andy Mack is going to be with them. They are going to have a big show coming up on March the 29th.
That's this Saturday night, yeah.
Haven House. That is on at 84 GE Patterson Avenue. So it's going to be the star of the show. Andy Mack's going to return to the ring.
He's been gone for 7 months since he's wrestled in the ring in this area code. And he'll be in action this Saturday night. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We got a $5,000 prize fight. Oh, yes. I love one-night prize fight.
It's been, you know, we haven't talked about wrestling locally on these airwaves in a few months. And it's an exciting show happening, though, this Saturday night, because it is some of the top wrestlers in the territory competing. It's a one-night tournament that will the winners will face in a fatal four-way style match at the end with the winner, yes, getting a $5,000 prize at the end of the night. So it's a very cool show happening. It's on South Main downtown, if you're wondering where this Haven House is, Jeffrey.
I always hate when a location is on, like, the address is G.E. Patterson, but you know it's really like, hey, it's right there on South Main. It's like at the cross, but
yeah, like right next to Ernestine Hayes.
Yeah.
So that's where it is. Yeah.
They'll tell us all about that when they come in studio. We'll get into the list to start hour number two. I can't decide if I want to talk about football. I'm in a tough spot here. It's been a tough,
I think it's like, great. You got some news. You got
tough,
some closure.
20 hours.
Do you not have some closure now?
No, I do not. In fact, like, and then everyone's just, God, all my friends are just firing the photoshops of Russell Wilson. It's driving me insane.
Jeffrey, the Giants fan gets getting the headlines, right? You're getting the headlines.
My fanship is
Giants Country.
It's up for Let's Die.
Let's Ride.
No, it's Giants Country. Let's Die. Dolly Parton also is doing a cool thing. We'll tell you about that. Also, a CBS shakeup. We're not going to have our standard TV timeout today, so we might mix in a little bit of TV and sports on TV as well. CJ Hurt going to join us during hour number two as well. Always look forward to our conversation with him. We'll tell your story, and then we will get out of here. But I think let's delay no more. Let's do some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. All right, boys. It's a bad thing that Santi and Dez were, and I use air quotes, fighting during a timeout.
Well, so TMZ reporting a ton of Memphis news here over the past couple of days. Memphis and Jace news, sure.
I would say this is a Memphis story. The other one's Memphis and Jace.
There's a couple other ones, and they're all there, but they, you know, Memphis ties for sure. Yeah. So yeah. So what?
TMZ when Timberlake reported, got a DUI, is that a Memphis story?
It's got Memphis ties, yeah. So Memphis and Jace, sure. Yeah.
Both are
just
Memphis
trying to
Jace.
Bring the city down.
Neither of them happened in Memphis.
I agree. It involves a very famous person from Memphis. This one, the Grizzlies, I will say, is a Memphis story because it involves their team, even though it did not occur
There's
in the
city. There's pushing and shoving
Correct.
On the Grizzlies bench.
Correct.
Did not happen in Memphis.
And
it did not happen at a Glorilla concert either. That involved
which
non-Memphis.
Which happened in St.
That
Louis.
Was in St. Louis. So Glorilla, shout out to Glorilla.
Want to be clear?
She's trying to put a stop to the violence
I
at
know.
Her concerts.
She was trying to be peacemaker.
Maybe she should be a Grizzlies assistant coach.
Hey-o. Okay, so the thing that I loved about this video, number one, again, in this day and age of it feels like everything happens instantaneously, it was kind of a nice little throwback to have, like, a story that happened during something you watched but you didn't see. Like, where you just kind of,
like, you usually see everything.
Correct. Yeah. So, and again, if
you watched the Grizzlies last night.
I watched the entire broadcast with sound. There was no reference to anything that happened during a timeout, and there obviously was no video. Now, I should be clear, during halftime, I did flip over to something else. Sorry, Pete and Brev and Rob, but I knew I was going to get you post-game.
For sure.
So I
have to watch every second.
So I did flip over during halftime. There was
it was a
no
West
reference.
Coast game.
Rocky Mountain.
Mountain time.
Mountain time.
All right.
I have a big
you're
problem
right.
with
you're
saying
right.
like the...
But you're right. But it's a fun,
you have
you
to be
have
able
to travel
to,
far, right?
You have to be within 100 miles of the ocean for me to call you West Coast.
Okay, West. I should have said coast. I guess it's a,
it
a true
insane
Western.
When people call Arizona the West Coast, it's not.
It's a true Western Conference.
It's
game.
The desert.
No, I agree. It's all based off of you've spent some time out there, and I've spent some time, not nearly as much as you,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I think it's a lot of where you're from.
Okay, so the thing that I loved about this video is a couple
it's
things.
It's much further west than Memphis and the Mississippi River.
That is a fact. Number one, TMZ just going full Zapruder film. So they've like broken it down with screenshots, blown up images, and there's one moment that they've captured where Ja is just cackling like a kid on Christmas morning. So that one was great. But also, this is where my ADHD brain kicks in. It is not a TV copy. Like, this isn't a, oh, this came from someone else's broadcast. This came from a hard cam. This is clearly filmed by someone in the arena. And it also makes me thunder, like, who, like, that's pretty good instincts to just take out your phone. I'm guessing what happened is you could hear shouting, and guy or gal gets out the phone and starts recording at that moment. So there was clearly a tip-off. But then I started trying to figure out, okay, when does this occur? Connor off-air told us he saw somewhere on Twitter that they believe it happened at the end of the game. My instinct said no. But I was, if I'm wrong, I'm willing. There's no clock indicator. There's nothing that would, there's no scoreboard in the visuals that you would be able to tell. But the reasons why I thought it happened early in the game were twofold. Number one, it's not like the person filming was sitting behind the bench. Like, you know, those seats that we have, like, they're technically third row. They're not floor seats, but they're right, literally right behind the bench. This person's, I don't know, it appears like 10, 15 rows up. So there was nobody at the game early. Like, they actually had a decent crowd that kind of filed in a little bit later. And so the fact that it was quiet enough for you to hear and think that something's going on to pull out your phone, to me, that indicated early. You could also make the argument it's a timeout, whatever. But also, my context clues were Kennard was still in his shooting shirt. Zach was still in his shooting shirt. I believe Vince was still in his shooting shirt. And they all looked like they hadn't played yet. And so to me, that implied it was early in the first quarter because they hadn't played, which also would make sense because if you watched the first quarter, the Grizzlies did absolutely nothing defensively. They were just allowing wide open three after wide open three after wide open three. And so, again, this is me speculating, but putting everything together, I was operating under the impression this happened in the first quarter. So with all of that context, That is the foundation of it's a bad thing that Santi and Dez were fighting in a timeout, during a timeout.
Is it a bad thing? I don't think. I mean, I wonder if it's, this is, you know, this happens very close to, you know, the Tony Allen jersey retirement ceremony.
Absolutely.
We got some new inspiration of it's okay to be passionate and to get fired up coming from TA, because that's something definitely. That was one of his strong suits, right? As a member of the Memphis Grizzlies, right? So you're breaking down the tape, you're looking at it. I can't figure out when it. I look at it, I'm like, well, when did it happen? It looks like it happened in the late '90s because they're wearing the throwback.
Well, that was my wife's question. We were watching the game. She's like, is it league wide throwback night? Because the Jazz were wearing their purple, like with the Rocky Mountains in the background. Like, it really did look like a '90s Western Conference game.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing, right? I don't think it's a bad thing. It seemed like it got settled pretty quickly. Ja was laughing, so it did seem like it was a true what you want to see from your teammates, which is like, let's make this is a brotherly situation, right? Siblings trying to make each other better, more so than anything else. But that's just, we don't know when it happened, and maybe we'll find out when it happened. Obviously, nobody got hurt.
There was nothing in the TMZ story that I saw, and we were putting the show together. So from the,
I've tried to search other.
I've not been able to. Have we gotten anything? If you want to,
was the original video by the guy who tweeted it or not?
So I tried to. It's like an Andrew Wiggins Stan account that tweeted the video.
That's shocking.
But still, only like 149 followers. Like, I would have figured after this, because the thing got posted in the TMZ, embedded,
right.
Yeah.
In the TMZ story, and it's still like, the account was still what it was. So I look, because normally if you take the video from somewhere else and repost it on the Everything app, it will say like there's a credit of who it was. There was no credit when I clicked the video. So I don't know if somebody sent him the video, and not from Twitter or whatnot, or her, to be clear. There could be Lady Wiggins Stan's accounts. It appears right now, though, it is a original copy, not posted from somewhere else. Like, this isn't from Central or whatever, the NBA repost. So I'm actually shorting this. I love this, because you know what has been the most frustrating thing about watching this team right now, beyond injuries, they look like they don't care. And to me, this is like, listen, do I think you need to be fighting every night? No. But if my assumption is correct, and it happened around the time period I was, the Grizzlies' defensive effort in the first quarter, much like much of the first quarters have been, although I guess I should set Friday aside. They played pretty hard in the first quarter. But much of the first quarters have been lethargic, flat, stale, no energy, no hustle on defense. But if it happens around the time frame that I'm thinking of, that was when the Grizzlies kind of started getting it back. And during the second quarter, they go on a big run to even take the lead briefly before cutting it down to one at the half, and then they dominated from the rest of the way. And their defensive effort was noticeably inspired from there. Because the biggest problem that I have when you watch the Grizzlies is, night after night, of the regular guys, you can count on three guys to give effort. Jaren, Dez, Scotty. And Santi is even one of the guys a month ago, maybe a little bit longer than that now, that had even referenced, like, our energy sucks. Like, he paraphrasing. But basically, he's like, we just kind of go through the motions. We think we get in the fourth quarter and we'll win. And again, I have no idea how much of it is Santi versus how much of it is, you know, I mean, honestly, they put Huff into the starting lineup, and you see Huff's going to have the same problems Edie's going to have defensively, but he might give you a little more offensively. I have no idea what they're doing on that front. But this, to me, is kind of like the wake the F up moment, because last night was going a particular direction, and in the first quarter, you're sitting there thinking, like, this is going to be every bit as bad as the right. Portland game, and this was going to be a night where you look at the next four on the schedule at Oklahoma City before coming home and hosting Lakers, Celtics, Warriors. Like, you're sitting there just thinking worst case scenario, and then they turned it around.
So you want to point to this, because it could be.
I think it's a good thing. I think they didn't show.
It definitely, either way, whether that was.
Got a little fight in you. What? I like that. You got a little fight in you.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like whether it happened and that was the turnaround was after it or not, it did happen in the context of this game in which the Grizzlies did win and turn it around.
Yeah.
So that means it's got to be a good thing. I don't remember exactly what the buy or sell at this point, what the question was.
Was it a bad thing to see him fight?
No, not at all. I say no. I think it's always great, you know, to get some headlines out here. I don't know if TMZ is just looking at the clicks they got for the LeBron Stephen A. Confrontation, or like,
well, LeBron was on McAfee for an hour and 30 minutes today.
Oh, was he?
Oh yeah, they even blew through like a big time commercial break. Like, you could tell ESPN was moving heaven and earth for Bron.
But I'm like, that obviously got attention recently as. It is going to be the top, you know, NBA confrontation of the season, unless, you know, at the moment, I don't think anything that's going to surpass that, Stephen A. and LeBron. But I think they saw those clicks and are like, well, anytime something now happens in an NBA game, we got to make sure we post it. It seems like it's obviously, I wouldn't say it's a non-story, because it is a story and it's on TMZ, and I do respect what they do over there. But some of what they have at TMZ, they break news, but also they clickbait news sometimes. And this is just like, people want to watch fights happen where they're not supposed to. So they're going to click on this and watch the video and you know, TMZ. So it's more of a clickbait story to me than a real story. The real story nationally, I don't think anybody should care. But like, locally, yeah, I do wonder, like, it is relevant to this Grizzlies team.
Yeah, absolutely.
As you pointed out, like, are they getting fired up? Is the passion there? Is there somebody there trying to take charge and lead this team into the playoffs? Because that's what needs to be done. And not as, you know, I'm not meaning as the leader of the team, but like, you've got to have multiple people on this roster who are not going to just let stuff stand. Right? They're going to stand up and try to help carry this team to where it needs to be.
All right. Impromptu buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit right. Off the Grizzlies. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. That loss still wasn't that encouraging. I'm sorry, that win. That win was still not that encouraging.
Oh, I buy that. It's been a tough, I mean, I'm not, you know, what, where were the Jazz at? Where are they at in the
they are
standings?
Actively tanking.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So, like, you tell me if that Martin, is courage, you, that, there we go. We got it on ESPN now. Right? We got it on here in the studio, and they're showing the fight at this very moment on ESPN.
Also, I have
not
to.
The confrontation, the shove.
The shove
is on ESPN.
I have to admit, as a short guy, I might also like the clip because anytime you see somebody like 6'5 knock down a 7-footer, like there's kind of an element of like, yeah, you go, dude. Like, not that Desmond Bane's a small guy, but still, like knocking down the big tall guy.
It's so this is, I mean, yeah, I find this fascinating because we spent so much time, we go back to Tony Allen, right? So many of Tony Allen's confrontations with other players, OJ Mayo, et cetera, we did not have the video of it, right?
Correct.
But it was so impactful.
It's a simpler time.
It was so impactful that they were stories and things of legend. This, though, you know, a lot of things are stories just because the video exists.
Yes.
And that is for sure what this is, at least from the national perspective. We're on ESPN Radio talking about it in Memphis, but the fact that they just showed it on ESPN and are going to be showing it all day on ESPN is because it's on video. And whether they want to twist that into the Grizzlies that gives them a talking point. For us locally, though, it is something we can definitely analyze more as following this team and seeing that as talented as they are and as high in the standings as they were, right? Because there's a past tense there. They're slipping in these standings. That this every little moment matters, and especially with a young team, the people are questioning.
Well, and with just 10 games left.
Yeah.
There's 10 games left in the regular season. I am also buying this with the context of, yes, you would rather see a team that's down at the half win by 30 than not. But, man, when you watch the Jazz, you're like, that team really sucks.
I mean, let's be honest. It was the Tigers playing, you know, whoever in their conference. Yeah, that's what it was a game they had to win last night. They needed to win it. Like, if you're the Grizzlies, win it.
I think Rice is closer to Memphis than the Jazz are. This version
really?
Of the because if you have been following along with the Jazz, the Jazz don't want to play Lauri Markkanen because if he plays and might play well,
right,
God forbid they win. So, like, they're now just sitting him with a, quote, illness.
Well, like,
point, he is more likely to play well than not.
No. He's a very good player. But, like, that's the other thing. It's like, they're at the point where it's like, we can't even risk that.
If you will, they're waving the white flag.
I mean, it did feel like it felt like at halftime, they came in and they're like, guys,
because you're not even, so you're saying, like, because they're not even trying.
Right, we can't screw around and win this game.
Yeah, when you're an NBA team tanking, you're not even trying. And I like to think everybody in the American Athletic Conference is trying to beat the Tigers. I think they're all trying.
I think they are.
They're all giving their best effort.
Sadly.
So at least you're playing as a team that is trying.
No, I think they are actively trying.
But, like, what you could take out of beating the Jazz, especially at this point in the season, you can't take much out of it. You could take a lot out of them losing to the Jazz, but you can't be like, oh, wow, you know, they beat the Jazz.
Correct. They hit 23s. Like, I venture a guess when the Grizzlies hit 23s, they have an unbelievable record. So, I don't know. It was another slow first quarter. There was nothing for me to be like, I feel entirely different other than, okay, that was clearly a game they had to win. They won it. Move on. All right. Buy, sell short, or go to Reddit. The SEC stunted on the haters this weekend during the NCAA tournament.
I buy that. We talked a week ago. What's the number? We're trying to figure out the number.
Yeah.
What do they need to do? And how many teams are they got? Seven teams?
So they have seven
in
the Sweet 16.
In the Sweet 16. That is amazing. I was thinking five would be the number. Like, there's no way anybody can say they got too many teams in.
So they get all of their ones and twos. They get their three in Kentucky. Ole Miss. So their ones were Auburn, Florida, their twos were Bama, Tennessee, their three was Kentucky, Ole Miss, and Arkansas. Is that the seven? Did I name seven there? I leave anyone out? No, Georgia did not, decidedly did not. Although
I was saying Georgia.
Georgia won the second half, I think.
Yeah.
I think they can maybe hang
their hat on that.
Like, if you took out the first 27 points, Georgia was right there in it.
Yeah, Kentucky was their three. They're ones and twos, and then you had a six in Ole Miss
and a 10 in Kentucky.
Yeah. And you look at in Kentucky in particular, right? So Kentucky went 8-10 in the SEC. Not Kentucky. I'm sorry. Arkansas. John Calipari.
Did Arkansas get to eight?
But I think they were 8-10 in the SEC.
Look at that. Landed on the moon.
They were like in a four-way tie for ninth place.
Yeah, no, they had to play early in the tournament, the SEC tournament.
Yeah, they were awful in this great conference, and they sent St. John's home. I mean, St. John's, like, this is a team that people were predicting to win that side of the bracket, if not the entire thing. Like,
they were so
see
mad.
You later.
They were so mad.
And they controlled that whole game. This is Arkansas, one of the worst teams that got into the tournament in the SEC, playing amazing.
It was so bad, Patino went and did the handshake before the game was over because he just didn't want to deal with it.
Right, exactly.
He basically like quit the game.
The game
like,
was
it was
over,
the video.
Yeah.
Like, he quit the game early.
He raged quit.
Yeah, exactly. He raged quit. It was awesome. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Right. So it was
to watch.
Like, were you trying to avoid it being on camera? They put it on camera, and I was like, put the picture-in-picture on because they're still trying to call the action. I was like, I want to see this handshake.
Yeah, they were just dribbling it out too. Like, we don't care. We'll hear the horn. We know.
But no, there was a lot of, after day one of the tournament, there was already like reactions of, the SEC, you know, because it wasn't a great day one. But when you got 16 teams in there, could it have been too many? Maybe. But like, all the best teams are proven that they are the best teams. And the SEC is very top heavy this year in a way. Like, look at we've got four conferences, Jeffrey, still in this tournament.
We have three in Duke.
We have three in Duke, right?
Yes.
Three and Duke. They might as well be.
Yes.
But, like, it's...
Klieman's going to try to draft that player.
Yeah, how's the Big East doing?
They're home.
Right. And how many times... And they've lost the SEC. The SEC, a lot of people jumped the gun and really wanted to act like they were dancing on their grave after, like, the early part of the tournament. But it's like, pay attention, y'all. There's 16 of these teams. They can lose some of them.
Half of the teams that...
And they lost half
Texas gets knocked out in the first four.
Right.
So they had 13 teams on the bracket. Seven made the Sweet 16.
And then we'll see how it goes from here, right? Like, we've got...
Is that right? Everyone that won a first-round game made it to the Sweet 16. I think everyone that played in the second round won.
Because I believe so.
Texas went out in the first four. Missouri went out in the first round. Vandy went out.
No, A&M.
Oh, A&M got beat by Michigan. Yeah. So seven of the eight teams that won a game made it to the next weekend.
Yep.
And then you get your matchups coming up. You got in the Sweet 16, Alabama versus BYU. So feel very confident about that one coming up tomorrow. BYU, are they a Cinderella as we get in this tournament at number six?
Defense optional.
Not the biggest of brand names for basketball, so maybe. Florida, Maryland. Florida is that so many people's pick to win. Maryland hung on barely to beat the team that beat the Tigers.
That's the Mountain West will to lose.
Yeah.
People forget that.
Yeah, and Duke, of course, but they're playing Arizona, so SEC doesn't have to worry about
and
Duke.
And Caleb Love. Caleb Love killed Coach K.
Yeah, till the next round, they're not going to play.
I killed Coach K, but continue.
How about this? Texas Tech, Arkansas. We got Calipari and Texas Tech. There's a chance still for an Arkansas to continue this run into the Elite Eight. Ole Miss, Michigan State, I believe the Tigers beat both of those teams.
They
and now they're going to be battling each other.
They beat one team worse than the other.
And so which one was worse?
Ole Miss, they throttled.
Ole Miss. And that was at home,
though. Correct.
That was at home.
They throttled Ole Miss.
I was here for that.
Yeah.
Not fun.
But both teams, great coaches. That's a fun Sweet 16
matchup.
Well,
there was a infographic going around social media. It's like Izzo is the best like coach of wins over expectancy wins over expectant like tournament wins, and then Beard's number two.
Oh wow. So then
kind of new age Izzo.
Ole Miss could, you know, chance they pulled the upset there. They're obviously
the line's
not
shockingly low.
It was like
Beard's like two and a half.
Three and a half. Well, three and a half, I
well see. I think the Bear also put out the tweet on his Bear Notes, his Bear Bites, Chris Felica. He put out there have been six 2 seeds of 3 points or fewer in like the last 10 years.
Yeah.
They have lost outright four of those six, and Beard has two of them.
That doesn't shock me somehow.
At all, really. I mean, he still never lost a first round game, and that includes at Arkansas Little Rock.
Wow.
Yeah. So Auburn, number one seed, is up against Michigan on Friday. Auburn, of course, many people's pick.
Eagle.
to win the tournament. They should win that game, right? So there is a chance you could see six SEC teams in the Elite Eight. I don't think it's going to happen because we will not see all seven because Kentucky versus Tennessee. Kentucky at the number three seed.
And that's honestly, I think, though, if you tell me I can only watch one game, I think that's the one I'm watching. Because
they said the SEC tournament was the real actual tournament this year.
Well, on top of that, though, is Tennessee, despite having a great year, they lost twice to Kentucky. And once was when Kentucky didn't have Butler. They were at home.
Yeah.
And I believe Zakai Ziegler just missed another three. I would also like to point out Zakai was clearly not healthy. Like, took a little time off, a little break, and ever since then he's been playing better. But like, what if Tennessee just has like the Kentucky heebie-jeebies? In the same way that Kentucky has the Tennessee heebie-jeebies in football, even when Tennessee's not good and Kentucky is good, what if Tennessee has the reverse right now?
I think you're right. I think that game's a must-watch. Obviously, closer locally, Ole Miss, Michigan State. As we mentioned, the coaching matchup there is fascinating in a different way than we had with Patino and Cal. But the least interested in is Duke-Arizona. Duke already beat Arizona this year by like 14 points.
On the road. And it wasn't even that close.
Like, I'm not interested in watching a Duke blowout. So that's when I definitely know I can plan my schedule around skipping. But
there is always that thought of, but what if Caleb Love just goes like full nuclear? But I will say this. Duke was the team this weekend that I sat there after the weekend and was like, that's the team to beat. They looked amazing.
They do feel like
they did not screw around in their first round game, and I don't even think they tried, and they beat Baylor by 25.
No, I mean, you're right, and that's the difference of actually playing these games and getting into the tournament. Going into it, like, Florida is the team to beat because we just saw them come off of dominance, but none of the SEC teams look completely unstoppable.
No, I mean,
there's so many of the seven that have potential to win the whole thing still. So
yeah, I mean, like even take Auburn for instance. Auburn,
they got off to a slow start in that one game.
In the Alabama State. Yeah. But on top of that, I think the Creighton game was like tied with 10 minutes. Like, the final score was very misleading, where like Auburn blew them out like at the end. Like, they pulled away.
That was a decent Creighton team that came to play in the tournament.
Absolutely.
So, you know, props to Auburn and Bruce Pearl for pulling that out. But yeah, so max six SEC teams get into the Elite Eight. What are you thinking here, Jeffrey? Because we've got games tipping off. Tomorrow, could we get to four? Could we get to four? Alabama, you think BYU could take down Alabama?
Well, I just think that game is going to be who makes the most threes.
But you would predict Florida over Maryland?
Yes.
You would predict, this is a tough one. It's like Arkansas, Texas Tech could go in favor of Arkansas, but so obviously not supposed to go in favor of Arkansas.
Bama's favored, Florida's favored. Tech is favored.
And either Tennessee, Kentucky. There's definitely going to be one. There's definitely going to be one because you got Kentucky and Tennessee. And so there's definitely going to be one SEC team in the
I'm going to say five in the Elite Eight.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm going to say one.
It's only one, though. So four. I think they're at least going to have half. I think I'd give them half. And I think you can have half of the Elite Eight is going to be the SEC.
About it in these terms.
You're saying only one other, because one's being eliminated in the SEC versus SEC matchup.
Correct.
Kentucky-Tennessee.
So we know there's going to be
at least
six.
One other loss.
But they're favored in one, two, I mean, obviously three. If you set the over-under at 3.5, everybody's taking the over. And then if you set it at four, it's like push.
We're 4.5 then.
So maybe it's 4.5 and you juice the under.
Yeah, I think that may have to do four.
And I'm a sucker for a plus sign. If you're gonna give me a plus sign in the extra team, I'll take it. I just need one of those teams to pull an upset.
But they could have as many. I can see a path for. I mean, all six would be very difficult because it's just like
the
ball's gonna have to bounce the right way.
I'm buying this too. You're 100% right. It felt like there were so many pre-written Thursday night columns of, see, this was overrated. Because what I actually thought was, it was not just important to get their top four teams, because much of the argument about the SEC being overrated was their top teams are good. No one was really denying that. No one was like pushing back really even against Bama
and
Tennessee.
Jeffrey, they are great. Like, until proven wrong in the next couple of days,
what they also
the top teams are great. They're holding on. They have not lost.
Kentucky, Arkansas, and Ole Miss, only Ole Miss had a winning record in the SEC,
right?
And that's the midfield. Yeah. Like, that's the midfield of the SEC, and they all, like, I mean, Ole Miss won pretty dominantly in both games. Like, the Carolina game got a little scary, but they led the whole game, and then they blew out Iowa State.
I mean, Arkansas knocked off a number two seed, and they were, I guess, and it, again, they're a bigger deal team, but
I also don't feel like they're like. I felt like they trailed for about like 3 minutes in that game.
It felt like they had control the whole time.
Like Brazil got into a little foul trouble, and you're like, eh, got a little shaky. But I mean, they handled the game.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, what is that? Like, how are people picking? What is wrong with St. John's? Like, this is the team. But anyway, so I got to say though, I'm very interested. The SEC story has been a big part of this tournament. And if depending on what they do over the next couple of days, it's going to be an even bigger part. Like if we go into the Final Four with three of the four teams from the SEC, it's going to be a huge national story. Obviously, from a local interest, like I'm a little frustrated with the Tigers, and I'm happy with Penny's season. I think Penny proved this year he can put the Tigers in position to get a 5 seed. So like, shout out to Penny Hardaway. He proved he can get that done. And now he's just got to figure out a way to have a deep enough team to have a run in the tournament.
Don't lose both your point guards.
What's that? Yeah, don't lose. Yeah, the injury was an issue. But at the same time, you were 5 versus 12. Let's figure something out here. But the most disappointing thing about the Tiger season is that we don't have what is like would be the ultimate Final Four or Sweet 16 at this point locally with Arkansas, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and we could have had Memphis. Memphis had a path to get there. There was a way. And you could have had all of those teams in the Sweet 16 at the same time. It just would have been next level bananas for sports fans here. And going, you know, everybody's got to go back to the office now, Jeffrey, right?
Yeah.
Like going into the office and seeing your fellow fans. Right now, it's not fun for the Memphis fan to go in the office. But if you were a Memphis fan in the Sweet 16 with your fellow Arkansas fans and Ole Miss fans and Tennessee fans and everybody in there, like it would have been a heck of a week across the area. But
all right, we have got to take a break. When we come back, Bobby Ford and Andy Mack will join the program. Let's talk to them next, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN. Please now to welcome in studio the star of the show. He is Andy Mack and the live wire, Bobby Ford. You can see them both this Saturday night because after 7 months away from the ring here in the Memphis area, Andy Mack will return to the ring Saturday night at the Haven House. It's right there at the corner of GE Patterson and South Main. The official address is 84 GE Patterson. Tickets are available at the door for $10. Andy, what brings you back into the ring?
Well, honestly, what brings me back is Haven House itself.
That's a fair point.
This is a very interesting show. It's very dynamic, very different than anything else that's going on around here. First of all, so good to be back. My name is Andy Mack. I am the star of the show. I am so looking forward to Saturday night to put on a show for you. So be there. I can't do it if you're not there. So what brought me back was this house show. This is a very interesting concept. So we haven't exactly broken this just yet, but house show, this first house show, this is going to be a one-night tournament. We're doing a single-night tournament for a $5,000 prize. The wrestler that wins this tournament is going to get $5,000, and the bragging rights that come with that? Yeah. No, I'm all in on all that.
First obvious question. Do we have a briefcase? Like, are we going to, like, open the money?
Briefcase? Like, are we
deal or no dealer.
Big just saying. Check, Jeffrey.
Are we going to have a Gilmore check?
We got the giant check.
Giant check. Oh, that's a toll. That's even better. That's even better.
Oh, yeah.
And is it also, are the stakes, it's winner gets $5,000, everybody else gets donut?
Zero.
Zero.
Goose egg.
All or nothing.
Bobby, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it sure
high,
is.
High stakes. That's how the Livewire operates, though, is under pressure.
How do you sell that to the old wife? Listen here, honey, we could make $5,000. Or, you know,
I told her
get
already,
some good experience.
I already told her book the trip, man. You know, you can't go in there without confidence if it's going to be that much money on the line. And the bragging rights. We're talking about being the underground king of Memphis.
Well, and then on top of that, you know, we're going to see a lot of names that we know from here in the Memphis area. We've, of course, got our boy Hunter Havoc. He's
the king of Memphis, Hunter Havoc.
Yeah. That's true.
A late addition to the tournament.
Yeah, this friend of the show, right, Jeffrey? Would friend you call of the, him a friend? Friend of the, enemy of the show? What is he?
Frenemy of the show. We have a frenemy of the show. Tyler the Masters has also been on. Obviously, he's not local, but he works locally at times. So
he is local again now. He's back in the Memphis area.
The Diamond of I-55, they call him.
Yes,
is that what they call him?
That's what they
I think
call
that's
him,
what he calls himself. I think he called himself on that when we had him on the program.
I don't know who they are, but they call him that.
They call him that. I've never met this they, but that's what they call him.
I do kind of like the gimmick of wearing a White Sox jersey to psych yourself up. Like, he gets so mad looking down at being a White Sox fan that it actually pumps him up. I think that's a pretty good angle there.
So this is a cool tournament, but I gotta pause for a minute. We have not talked about, you know, local wrestling here on the radio in a minute, Jeffrey. And I am I'm kind of confused on what's going on here because Bobby and Andy seem to be getting along great. The last I saw Andy, I thought you guys were at each other's throats. Of course, it's been over 7 months. A lot has happened. So,
you want to take that?
Yeah, I'll handle it. So, Cerrito,
y'all seem to be getting along great.
You know, we were therapy. Like you said, no, it doesn't take all that, man. We're grown men. We were at each other's throats.
$5,000 big check.
You know, that'll
get everybody to work together.
That'll make you put anything to the side, man. You're right. But yeah, we were, like you said, at each other's throats for quite a while over a perceived slight of mine. I took something very personally that was really just business. And I looked up, man, and the thing that I was so mad at him about, I didn't have. I was losing all the time. I'd lost my best friend in wrestling and you know, the belt that split us up. And, you know, I sat down and thought about it for a long time. And reached out, and we've sat down and hashed a lot of that out, and then, you know, we both got invitations to this tournament on Saturday, and that really brought us back together. So,
are we?
It's
is
great.
The bond strong though?
Yeah, no, I mean we're good.
We're good.
All right, we had the conversation we needed to have. I do understand his perspective. Don't agree with a lot of it, but do understand it, and you know he understands it now.
It sounds like you didn't pull a Draymond on Jordan Poole, like didn't punch and knock him out.
Well, I think we did that in front of everybody a couple times.
That's true.
We did plenty of that.
I'm excited. I'm just thrilled that that you guys have buried the hatchet or are getting along because you are two of the best wrestlers you know in the territory. But you could be wrestling each other on Saturday. It's my understanding this event is that it's for $5,000, right? So it's going to be a tournament, and the winners will compete in a 4-way match at the end of the night. But the opponents in the tournament it's going to be decided by random draw. So you could draw each other's names and wrestle in this tournament. Well, I mean, would that change anything, Bobby?
Well, I mean, if you put whoever you put across from me, I mean, it could be, you know, my best friend, a complete stranger, a baby. I'm going to do what I have to do to win that match and go on and win that.
Legally.
Yeah. Legally, within the rules of pro wrestling. You
yes,
know?
Of course.
But so if it's me and Andy, if that's the match that we draw for each other, then it's going to be respectful. But I'm sure it's going to be intense. We're intense competitors, and we want to win. I've always wanted to win.
Bobby, what would you do with that $5,000? You said take a trip. Is that's the plan for you?
It's already booked.
Andy, what's your
plan? Hold on. Where are we going?
St. Lucia.
Oh.
Somewhere in the
Moneybags McGee over here.
It's in the Caribbean.
I don't know if that's how you say that.
There it is. He got it.
You got it?
St. Lucia.
Lucia.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. It looks like Lucia, but it's Lucia.
You nailed it.
Yeah. Now I might have, you know, elongated some of those.
Yeah. No.
Those syllables, but
we're Southerners. We have a problem with. We have a problem with diphthongs. It's a thing.
Let's get around, guys. Everything was going great.
Vowels give us problems.
Going great here. Well, Andy, what does it make you? Bobby's already got a trip booked. What do you say to that?
He's coming out of pocket for it, man. Listen.
I'll say this.
And first of all, yeah, I don't know if I said it initially. You just hit on it. One night tournament, 4 first round matches to qualify for the finals, which is a 4-way match to get that $5,000. So unique tournament format. This is not straight up 1-on-1 matches. You got to get through a 1-on-1 to get to the 4-way. to win this tournament. And I'm willing to face and beat anybody that I have to do that. I've sized up everybody that's in this tournament. Everybody that's in this tournament, I either have beat or am pretty sure I can beat. So if it's Bobby, we're going to have a good, clean match. And in those matches where we've both come in with respect, we're 1-1. So I'd kind of be excited to see who got that tiebreaker.
Does the Fatal 4-Way have stipulations? Is it just a Fatal 4-Way, everything in the ring?
Any Fatal 4-Way can't end in disqualification or count-out, man. There's four people in there. So
That being prepared.
Pinfall or submission, that's going to be the only way to win that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, but it's not false count anywhere. It's
in the ring.
Everything's got to be in the ring.
You got to be in the ring.
Such a unique concept for a wrestling event, and it's a very unique venue, Jeffrey. $10.
Who doesn't love a tournament?
It's $10 tickets, standing room only.
Yeah. Giant check.
It's a very underground show. Like, if you're listening right now, you're finding out about something that everybody's going to be talking about that's very cool and the place to be on Saturday night. But $10 tickets available only at the door. You've mentioned this venue. It's that's never hosted wrestling before. And Bobby, what do you know about the Haven House?
So Haven House started literally in Jay Opp's house a couple years ago. He's one of the owners, him and Ben Reese. It's completely DIY. They've scratched and clawed and earned their way to have a venue. They host a lot of local punk, rap, any kind of music shows. But this is the first time we're doing pro wrestling there, that anybody's doing pro wrestling there, and we're very excited to be working with them.
And it's at Haven House, Jeffrey. It's a house show. Don't you love this pun that they've got going on?
Yeah, I do love it. I mean, I've never known. Is it Haas House?
House. H-A-U-S. I know
it looks German. I assume they have beer.
I have heard that Hunter Havoc struggled to pronounce it.
They better have beer, Jeffrey.
There's got
to
be beer.
One thing I can say Bobby and I don't have beer. Yeah, you can. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what we could advertise.
Oh, yeah, no. This free ads at this point.
They will have beer, but all ages are welcome, though.
Yeah.
All ages are welcome.
And it is standing room only. We're expecting a packed house and electric atmosphere. You know, you're going to be right there.
We just checked off like 12-year-old bingo. We've got a big check. We've got a tournament. We've got a Fatal 4-Way. It's like everything that we would watch on like the old wrestling tapes. Like, this is all we want.
Yeah, man.
It's this Saturday night, March 29th. Again, this is like, you're finding out about it here possibly for the first time on the radio. Doors open at 6. And the action will start at 7 o'clock. But, like, you got to get the tickets at the door. That's the only way to do it, is get there at the door, get your tickets, $10. Downtown, that part of downtown is
free. Can we pay off the fire marshal?
Street parking. everywhere.
And that big check doesn't come cheap.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, I live off big crowds. Mm-hmm. So.
There you go.
It's going to be cool. And Andy, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, it is going to be cool. And like we said, we don't know what these matchups are yet. There's going to be a drawing 1 hour before the show in the back to determine these first round matchup. But I've been given permission as a special treat here today, if you don't mind, Jeffrey.
By all means.
Star of the show, Andy Mack, I'm going to draw the name of my opponent right here live on air. We're going to find out
really
that match
it's not
today.
You, Bobby.
Well, let's do it.
I'm really hoping it's not Bobby. I want both y'all to at least get to the 4-way.
Do you think it's... Yeah, you think it's going
to... I don't need this to be Tennessee, Kentucky, you know?
That's what
I want. I mean, two and
Andy's
going
Tennessee
home.
On this one. Hey, but if you have...
Rocky Top.
And Cal's gone. He can be Kentucky now. It's socially acceptable.
He was there too long.
That's a fair point.
No, so we're going to find out right now. You've got the...
So,
got the stuff to draw?
To draw out of. Yeah,
all right, let's get this ready.
We got a hat.
Jeffrey, I've told you this.
All the names?
I've told you this. Like, if you are at all just a casual wrestling fan at any point in your life, you've never seen Andy Mack wrestle in person. Andy is one of the best wrestlers to come out of this territory in the past decade, if not the best. He's been in more main events. And the thing is, a lot of people have not seen him wrestle because he has not wrestled in this area code in 7 months, and he will be in action this Saturday night.
He's pulling a Jericho. He's coming back with some new holds, too.
Yeah,
going away for 7 months, come back.
I see. That wasn't too loud.
We're prepping the drawing. It could be. So there's an 8-man tournament. Andy's one of those men. That leaves 7 other names, according to my calculations. And we're talking about the Elite Eight here. And one of those could be Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
One of them could be Hunter Havoc. One of them could be Steve Mule.
Maybe Tyler Masters.
Finesse. Tyler. Yeah, yes, you said Tyler the Lion LaMasters. Let's find out who it is.
Pride of I-55.
All right, Bobby, how you feeling about this? I got my hat. I had the names in the fanny pack.
My hands are as steady as they get.
We got a live drawing here to find out one of these tournament matches for Saturday night at Haven House, the house show.
All right, here we go.
Andy, you can read,
$5,000 on the line.
Of course I can.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, he's got the paper.
Yeah, he's got the paper.
We have a chuckle.
Of course, if Andy draws his own name, he will
throw Bobby.
I've already hit the gym once today, but I'm going to have to go back. I got a little bit of weight to make up for because I've drawn the 400-pound King of Memphis.
Are you serious?
Hunter Havoc.
You got to be kidding me.
Wow. I mean, that right there is close to main event status, and you get that for
a
first
main event
match. Yeah. That's before the Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah, that's... Okay, well, look, listen, I've fought Hunter before.
What a way to come back.
And I've beat Hunter before.
Just make sure Hunter leaves the watch at home, because I've been watching a little bit of wrestling lately, and watches do a lot of damage.
The watches, I don't know if you can find a watch to fit around his wrist.
Yeah, that's true.
But he doesn't need to be worrying about that. What he needs to be worrying about is me, because I have beat Hunter Havoc before. I've knocked him out before, and I'll do it again. I'm going to take him out there. I'm going to run him like a relay. I'm going to have him suck and win so bad that the front row is going to lose consciousness from oxygen deprivation. And you're going to want to be in Haven House to see that when that happens, because when he's sucking air like that and he sticks his chin up because he's trying to gasp for air and his chin's out in the open, I'm going to put my right boot against it and knock him out and beat him again in advance to the finals. Get that $5,000.
What if he does what like all my fat friends do when you try to take this strategy, like just takes a knee and lets you just run around and get yourself tired? Do we have a plan for that?
If he takes a knee, I'm going to kick his block off.
There we go. There we go. We have a strategy. So, Hunter, I hope you're listening.
I'm hyped up. My heart rate is, Kevin, feel my chest.
You just drew for your first round partner or your first round opponent.
Yeah, and it's Hunter Havoc. Oh, man. This is going
to
be fun.
That's enough to get anybody excited.
It's going to be fun. Where can we see Andy Mack versus Hunter Havoc, Bobby?
84 GE Patterson Avenue
at the Haven House.
It's the corner of
this
G. Patterson,
Saturday
South
night.
Main.
March
29th. We don't have a Hofbrau house, but we have a Haven House.
Yes, we do. And hey, before we get out of here, though, and take a break, I want to let everybody know that I will be there as well.
Really?
Yeah, surprise announcement. But yeah, I'll
truly
be there.
Truly a surprise announcement.
I'll be there on the microphone. I will not be in the ring wrestling. I'm not one of those names.
Really hoping I pulled your name. Because that was going to be an easy night for your boy.
Bobby, I was hopeful that we would move forward in our relationship as well, but I guess not here.
I forgive you.
Now that you turned over a new leaf. What? Have you seen the video? Like, really?
I like that. We forgive. We don't forget.
Yeah,
just
forgive you.
There's video out there. You saw we're breaking down the Grizzlies Bane shoving video.
Moving on.
Video.
Who did Bane shove?
Kevin, I hit him really hard.
Santi,
for that.
And he knocked him.
Yes,
he knocked Santi into the bench.
Oh no,
that was a pretty big win for short guys. I'm just saying. I mean, that's the thing. Dez is not a short guy, but like in this scenario, he is because Santi's 7 feet.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to being back part of local wrestling this Saturday night. I'll be on the microphone.
On the call?
I'll be interviewing wrestlers after every match and part of the official check presentation ceremony, Jeffrey.
Call him the master of ceremonies.
We do call him the MC of fun and games.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, he is indeed. Of course, you can hear Writer Than Right Trivia, where we will have 2 tickets to give away on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll give away tickets to this tomorrow on the radio, so keep tuning in. Of course, you never change your radio dial.
3 doors down. And 2 tickets to go see the big show, the house show, HAUS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry,
I spelled it right, HAUS.
Y'all got
yes.
Creed tickets.
My brother was the speller, not me. You'll get 2 tickets to that all during Writer Than Right Trivia, 10:30 tomorrow on the Jeff Calkins Show. Boys, we wish you the best of luck. May the best man win.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Holler at you.
And someone go get the big check. I want someone in this room to get the big check. Sorry, Hunter, not sorry. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the list. We'll get into more NCAA tournament talk. Also, Dolly Parton did something that involves a local staple that we have to discuss. And we'll get into a little TV timeout. Also, CJ Hurt during hour number 2. Stick around. You're listening to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.